An update on the injury report. Tracy Porter did not participate. Elvis Dumervil's shoulder did not participate. Chris Cooper, ankle, was limited. Jim Leonard, calf, was full. Kevin Vickerson, thigh, was full. Any questions?
How serious is Elvis's injury?
You know, right now it's a muscle strain. You know, he's getting treatment, doing everything he should be doing. He's in the meetings. You know, we'll see what tomorrow brings.
John, how did things, how did things turn around in the, after that first half in San Diego? Was it a halftime speech delivered by the coach? How did things turn right there?
No, you know, a lot was made of that, obviously, because it was a tale of two halves. But, you know, we did a lot of things to self-destruct in that first half. We dropped two kicking plays on the ground, you know, gave them very positive field position. You know, we had a miscommunication on a pass that went for a pick six. So, you know, 17 of those points were, you know, helped by us. And so, you know, we just played better in the second half and eliminated those problems. And, you know, we've kind of done that to some degree since.
After four straight wins, you guys feel like you kind of figured out the slow start issue?
You know, again, every one of these takes on a new personality. This is a very, very good San Diego Charger team coming here. You know, they've won the last three times in our building, including last year while I was here. So, you know, our guys aren't taking it lightly. It's a huge divisional game. It's got huge implications moving forward. And, you know, so I'm sure we're going to get their best shot. We've got to make sure we bring ours.
How did you see from DJ today?
Good. I think, you know, he definitely has been working. You know, I think he's been over in that building getting ready physically and been paying attention to meetings, and he had a good first day.
Were you surprised with the way that he practiced? Was he pretty rusty? How would you kind of assess things?
Well, I mean, he's a pro. He's been playing football for a while. You know, he's played at a very high level a year ago. I hadn't really seen him, you know, since training camp as far as, you know, on the practice field running around with his teammates on our defense. So, you know, I thought today was an excellent first day.
Coach, back to Elvis. Too early to tell if he's going to play on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, he'll be day-to-day, you know, and not being a doctor, you know, I just rely on our training staff and medical staff. And, you know, again, it's not a prolonged time, supposedly, but we'll see. You know, if he's not able to go, Robert Ayers will be in there. And, you know, he played more than a half last week against Carolina. So we've got, you know, great confidence in Robert as well.
John, you obviously never take any team lightly, but does it kind of help you do your job when you're looking at playing a team that was up 24-0 on you?
Well, that's what I remember. I mean, they're a capable team. You know, there's no cupcakes in this league. About the time you start thinking there are, you know, you get whacked. So I don't think anybody in that building in there thinks there's going to be anything easy about this game at all. It's a division game. Anything can happen within your division. And, you know, like I said, they've won three in a row, you know, right in that field over there down the street.
Thank you.